From studios located in the rock and roll capital of the world, Cleveland. It's the VR2 Show, brought to you by the University of Findlay, VR2's flagship station, WLFC FM, Mentor, Fiat, and the new Fiat 500, the official car of the VR2 Show. Now, here's radio's redundant pundits, Mike Unis and Chris Kraus.
Hey, Chris, what are you doing?
Hey, wow. I'm hanging my fave pictures of my girl groups. What are you doing?
That's good. Well, you know, I'm getting excited because we're going to be doing our girl group show tonight.
Yeah, you know, I really do wish that you would get on the same page.
Well,
really,
I mean,
I do.
I'm looking at these pictures.
Aren't they great?
But you're not done.
What do you mean I'm not done?
You don't have any pictures of the bands I've chosen.
Wait, but I do have a sound indicator. I want you to hear this.
What? What's that all about?
Well, I have a series of questions to ask you, Mike.
Okay.
All right. The reason that your pictures of your groups are not on our VR2 girl group wall.
Oh, I never gave them to you.
Well, no.
No.
Okay. Okay, let me just ask you a few questions.
Shoot.
The generation of girl groups, okay, the true definition of pure girl groups, did it start in, like, 1971?
No, it didn't start in 1971, but it spanned well into the 70s. Wow. What are you talking about,
Chris? I'm talking about real girl groups. It seems to me that a lot of the groups that you have chosen are later groups after, like, 1966.
Well, all right, look at this. The 3 Degrees. Girls.
Yeah.
The Honeycomb.
Yeah.
Edna Wright.
Yeah.
Carolyn Willis.
Yeah.
Two of 3 Girls. Right?
Yeah.
Who else do I have? Let's see. Oh. What's wrong with Love Unlimited?
Well, Mike,
Why do you keep buzzing that?
Well, because these are not real girl groups. These happen to be girl singers later on after real girl groups. Girl groups are a sound, Mike.
Okay. Well, tell me, give me the definition, and maybe I'll accept it. You know, you can stop at any time. Come on.
You know, it started off in the late 50s, female vocals.
Yeah.
Where doo-wop left off. Girl groups can be defined between Elvis Presley, 1958, and the Beatles. That's a very short window, and that's when the real girl group sound happened.
Okay, well, what about the other girls?
Well, they all sang, and they were in bands, and they were musicians, but they were not the true definition of the girl groups.
Well,
the early girl groups from 62 to 65.
Chris.
What?
Well, what about groups and bands that are all girls?
Bands.
Yeah. Wow.
Female bands are not girl groups. It's the sound that determines the girl groups.
Okay.
Not the trio or the females. No. Or the R&B and the soul. No.
But now most of them are African-American.
Well, okay.
Okay.
You know, African-American women are very soulful.
Yes.
But there were a lot of girl groups also that were not African-Americans.
Okay.
So I'm saying to you.
What are you saying?
And what I'm saying is your pictures, they aren't going to be on this wall.
So how do we start this show?
Well, we start the show off with a girl group.
Is it one of mine?
It's probably not.
Oh.
You know, it's, as a matter of fact, they are referred to as the opening act in true definition of girl groups.
Yeah.
The Shirelles.
Oh, wow. Well,
yeah.
Well, Chris, I hope we're playing this your way so that, you know, the girl group revenge doesn't come out, because I'm feeling just a little too much estrogen going through the studio right now.
Well, I'm just feeling a little too much disappointment. My expectations were pretty high for girl groups.
Oh, okay.
But that's okay. We can do bands from the 70s, and we can do that if you insist on
it. Okay, well, let's get into it.
Yeah, okay.
And I have one question for you.
Yeah, what?
Will you still love me tomorrow?
Not after these choices. Are you kidding?
You're evil.
I know, right?
Tonight you're mine completely. You give your love so sweetly. Tonight the light of love is in your eyes. But will you love me tomorrow? Shine as a lasting treasure, or just a moment's pleasure. Can I believe the magic of your side? Will you still love me
back in the groove on VR2, Vintage Rock Radio. Yeah, we're just playing records.
With Mike and Chris on the VR2 show. Yeah,
to keep the man you love satisfied. town.
VR2, and we are girling it up a little bit.
We're featuring the girl band.
Yeah, and this is a girl band. No? Oh. Chris, come on. Really?
You know, Mike, I just don't get it.
This Sister Sledge. They're all girls.
They're all girls. Four but it's sisters. A band. Mike, this is, to prove my point, this is an R&B disco song.
Okay.
1979. We're talking like 10 years after the girl groups.
No, that was a different
At least.
Band. 10 years after was a different
No, I'm not saying 10 years after. I'm saying, Mike, what are you doing here?
All right, here's what I'm doing.
This is a popular disco song. Okay. It's not girl group.
So what about the song? Well, right, but this is Sister Sledge, right? Four sisters.
Yeah, very good.
All girls.
All bands.
Great harmonies.
Yeah.
A great boogie song.
Yeah. Very
dancing.
Soulful, very R&B, great pop dance, disco.
65 to 85.
We Are Family, the album. I remember that this song was on that, but honey...
I think I'm, you know what?
Yeah.
We are family, but I think that I'm becoming estranged.
I don't know.
So, all right.
What?
The Crystals before that.
What about that?
Does that work?
Of course the Crystals work.
Why are they a girl group?
Well, first of all, they were five high school girls that recorded actually the night of their prom night. Oh, prom. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
And they were...
Off like a prom dress.
I knew you were going there.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, okay. Isn't that interesting? Yeah. And this is a definite Phil Spector group. And Phil Spector was all about the Wall of Sound and girl groups.
And he was manic.
Yeah, he was a nutbag.
Yeah.
But in 63, the Crystals, with the lead, Lala Brooks, hit the top 10 in the U.S. and the U.K., and Spector, while recording, was talking to the producer then, the associate producer, really, the assistant producer, Sonny Bono of Sonny and Cher, and he told Sonny straight up, and the story that Sonny retells is, he literally says, "That's gold you're listening to, that solid gold coming out of that speaker."
Cool.
Isn't that fun?
That's very cool.
Yeah, very. But you might remember a girl group like this.
Yeah.
They also sang "And Then He Kissed Me."
I know it.
Yeah.
I know it.
And the Crystals were an amazing group, for goodness sake.
They sparkled. They were just perfect for your category. Now, before that, Chris.
Yeah.
The Honeycomb. What isn't a girl group about this group?
Mike. It's a band.
But they were, all right, here's the thing. They were probably on the cusp.
No, they weren't. This was a 1971 hit. The girl group stopped in 66.
But they started in the 60s.
Well, they did, but this is not a girl group song.
Okay.
This is an American R&B song and a soul group.
But if you shut your eyes, could they, and it was another year, would they have fit?
No, and here's why.
Why?
Because later on... The bands that had women and females, they were much smarter than the younger girl groups.
Okay.
Yeah, because you know what? They weren't in high school.
No.
They were older. They were musicians. They were writers. And, you know, it's notorious that the girl groups in the early years were really taken advantage of.
So they weren't called woman groups or lady groups?
Girl groups, because they were 15 and 16.
Okay, well then maybe I'm talking about lady groups.
You're talking about all-girl vocals.
I like my women more mature.
I don't want to know.
All right.
But, you know, we might remember these guys did want ads.
Yeah. Oh, I love those guys.
And
Stick
I think
Up,
that
Highway Robbery.
Yeah, and Honeycomb was the premier female group for Hot Wax.
Yes, they were.
Right?
My favorite label.
Dozier and Holland.
Dozier and Holland. I'm surprised you don't say Holland weird, like Holland.
Oh, cut it out. And I like their song, One Monkey. Don't stop, no show.
That's got a little bongo thing going
1972.
In it. I know. I love those
guys.
Yeah,
but okay. So
first set, we made it through. I only have a couple scratches and a couple dents. And black and blue marks are starting to subside from the opening prior to.
Will You Still Love Me by the Shirelles.
Okay, well.
This was written, Mike, by Carol King and Jeffrey Goffin.
Okay.
From the Brill.
Jerry Geffen.
Jerry Goffin.
Oh, okay.
Goffin.
Got it. Okay.
And it was regarded by rock historians as the opening act of the 60s, sort of the controversial song touching on sexuality, you know?
Yeah.
And this particular song started the girl group sound.
That's Okay.
And well, and they put, the Shirelles were amazing. They put 11 top hits, top 40 hits, actually, five top 10, you know, popular during the Kennedy era.
The Shirelles.
The Shirelles, yeah.
Yeah. Was one girl named Shirelle?
I don't think so. But they did a lot of great music. Will You Love Me Tomorrow? That was a number one hit. Dedicated to the One I Love. Yeah. Baby, It's You. Soldier Boy. Remember that one?
Soldier Boy. Yeah.
Oh, my little soldier boy. I'll be
here comes the hook.
True.
It's coming right around your neck. You're off the stage. See ya.
Anyway.
So, Chris, you ready for the second set?
Maybe.
Because we both, now, I think just for one song,
yeah,
I'm vindicated. Because I chose the Ronettes, and you chose the Ronettes, and we have a double shot of the Ronettes, which are totally within the genre per your definition and the industry's definition, and not my definition.
Your definition needs a lot of work, my friend.
You know what?
What?
I'm not going to say anything. So we'll be back
you
after
say anything
this
you want.
With more girly groups.
Vintage Rock Radio, reclaiming radio's greatest music.
Greatest years.
65 through 85.
24/7, 365.
That's VR2.
Double shot.
Turn.
thinking of you. Soon as I get home, I'm gonna call you and tell you how much I love you. Oh, I feel so good. Or far, it doesn't matter where you are.
So in love with each other.
Giving love so warm and free made our dream a reality.
Let it last forever and ever.
With every step we take and every breath we make, darling, just you and me.
Yeah. celebrating the greatest music ever recorded.
VR2 and...
You know what?
The Three Degrees.
Right, right. Good song, but is it a girl group? No, it's not a girl group.
They're all girls.
They are girls, and it is a girl band, and it is from 1973. It's a soul song, and it's an R&B song, and American soul group.
Singers.
The Three Degrees.
Yeah.
Gamble and Huff produced it.
Did they?
They wrote and produced it. But Mike, this is not early girl group stuff. This is the sound of Philly soul.
Yeah, 1970 what?
Three.
Okay.
Number one on the charts.
See? I'm picking some good ones.
Oh, you're just amazing. You just blow me away. You're just so amazing.
I know. Well, all right, Chris. Before that.
Yeah.
Now, you, because you're so angelic... Your group, the Angels, works. Talk to me about...
Talk to you?
Talk to me about the Angels.
The Angels, what a great girl group from... Yeah. This particular song was from 1963, and it was a number one hit,
yeah.
Written by Feldman and Goldstein, and it was originally intended... It was actually an intended demo for the Shirelles.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
So there was room for more than just one girl band, group, right?
Well, yeah.
You said 750 of them in one of the articles.
Yeah, there's quite a few. What's interesting is lots of girl groups actually did do this a little bit later, like the Chiffons and Martha and the Vandellas. And Dire Straits did this song later. My boyfriend's
really?
Back. Yeah.
That had to be a joke.
What? No. Some punk bands did it as well.
Hmm.
This song appeared in countless movies. It certainly won a few awards. And these girls were originally from, I think, Jersey.
Ayla. My boyfriend's back.
And there's going to be trouble.
Yeah, okay. Uh-huh. And before that,
yeah,
the love was completely unlimited. And we were walking in the rain.
I just can't even imagine where you are with this stuff. This is from 1972, Mike.
Walking in the rain. Well, come on.
Walking in the
this
rain.
Is a girl band in my definition, but not in yours.
Mike.
That Barry White's group. These were his girl group.
Mike.
This was Barry White's girl group.
He did start these, it's true.
Yeah.
But this is a soul trio.
Mm-hmm.
R&B soul trio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, it was written by Phil. Walking in the Rain. And actually, it was originally by the Ronettes, but it was released in 64.
See?
There's yes, the original song tie. By the Ronettes, but
there's
this is not a song by a girl group. This is Love Unlimited, number 6 on the Soul Singles.
Big one.
Yeah, it was very big. A studio group that was created by, of course, himself, Barry White. He actually married one of those women later on.
I have
on.
No doubt.
Yeah, he married, I think her name was Glodean James.
Glodean?
Uh-huh, something like that. Glodean. And this record sold over 1 million. And do you recall in the song where she's got to call her lover, she picks the phone up, makes the call, and Barry's on the other end of the phone.
Baby.
Hey, baby, what do you want, baby?
It is funny. Yeah, but you know, it's, I like the vocals. I love their harmonies. Are
cool. I love you too, baby. That was before.
Early
I'm gonna
rap.
Love you just a little more, baby. Remember that? That was number one. But that was his debut.
It was.
Of himself.
Yep, it was.
Whatevers. Anyway,
so,
good song.
Now, I think I was tracking right on the song that we opened up with, which was my girl group, probably the only one I chose, song, I Hear Music.
I Can Hear Music.
Yeah, I Can Hear Music.
We're talking 1966 from the Ronettes.
I hear music everywhere.
Yeah, this was written by Jeff Barry and Phil Spector.
Yeah, another
one. You got this one right.
Thank
Yay.
You.
Yay, everybody applaud. We just bow to you. Yeah.
So we did you know, that's a great song. And we did it as a double shot.
Well, yeah. But I have to tell you, Be My Baby from 1963. Now, there's a song.
Oh, I like mine better.
Of course you do. The Spector's group from Spanish Harlem, the Ronettes. Yeah, he had sort of a stormy relationship and a marriage with the lead singer, Ronnie Bennett.
Yeah,
and then
abusive.
Lots of later legal battles, actually. They defined the genre of girl group sound.
Yeah.
This is it right here.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. But the national
hold a screen up to everything else. This will be the screen for girl
the
groups.
National Registry of Recording, Library of Congress.
Yeah.
Said this single is often cited as the quintessence of the girl group aesthetic of the early 60s and also of producer Phil Spector's Wall of Sound style. And if you listen really closely, you can hear the Wall of Sound, the distinctive features, you know, the castanets, the horn section, the strings, the vocals of Ronnie. It's really a signature sound with a symphonic quality and a lot of reverb. And Spector dominated the girl group producers, churning out all kinds of hits with the Crystals, the Ronettes, Darlene Love. He also worked with, I think it was Tina Turner and the Righteous Brothers. As I've sort of, you know, the girl groups were underdogs.
Yeah.
And I'm always for the underdog.
I know.
They were treated really rather shabbily. And, you know, Spector, although he was a tremendous producer, producing like 15 top 40 girl group hits.
Yeah.
You know, he ended up, Mike, I don't know if you know this or not, but in 2009, his violent behavior ended up, he was convicted of second degree murder.
Well, he had her.
Lana Clarkson
stuck
or something?
Actually, I think he had her trapped in their house.
Not Ronnie.
Who?
I'm talking he was convicted of second degree murder Lana Clarkson.
Yeah, that.
And he's actually serving 19 years to life for that. So he's a total whack job.
He is.
You know?
He looks like Pee Wee Herman.
I'm not sure who he looks like now.
Right now he's probably looking like somebody's looking like a man, like an old man. But hey, Chris.
Hey, Mike.
You know what's coming up next? A song by the Supremes without Diana.
Praise Jesus.
It doesn't fit the genre. Well, no, this is a cuspy thing. It's cuspy.
It's cuspy.
It's on the cusp.
Oh, no, it's
we
cuspy.
We have Marvelettes. You know what? This is a pure set because it is girl groups. What?
This particular song was not on the cusp. It wasn't anything. This was after Diana left the group and girl groups were still popular when Diana was with the Supremes.
Okay.
So nice try, Mister.
Thanks, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
And we will come back. And we actually have a really, at the end of the show.
Yeah, we do.
We have a request and dedication.
Peace request and dedication.
From somebody in another country.
From an astounding listener whom we are very, very happy to receive his dedication. So. But we're going to talk about Dancing in the Streets, which is a really great song to discuss.
It's coming.
Yeah.
Right after this. Get your dancing shoes on.
Vintage Rock Radio. back in the basement groove with Mike and Chris on VR2. They're just plain records.
Wait, oh yes, wait a minute, Mr. Postman. Wait, wait, hey, 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 Mr. Postman.
Hey, Mr. Postman, look at me.
Oh yeah.
Please,
please, Mr. Postman.
Oh, oh, oh. Mighty
long time. Oh yeah.
Save the planet, recycling the world's best music. VR2, Vintage Rock Radio.
Girls and more girls.
Yeah, dancing in the street.
Yeah.
You know, we're all having such a good time. We're dancing in the street with Martha and the Vandellas.
Yeah.
Now, this was an astounding group, number two in 1964.
And they were a Motown girl group.
Berry Gordy's Motown Music Center churning out the girl group hits.
Yeah.
As you recall, they did Heat Wave, which is a big number three hit, and many more. Dancing in the Streets, Nowhere to Run, Jimmy Mack. Remember all that?
I do.
Yep.
For me, that just is Motown. But
well, yeah.
You know.
But
it's great Motown.
I It is great, Motown.
Just, yeah, okay. What else do you have to say about Martha?
Well, anything? I would have to say that, you know, they were a very prevalent girl group.
Prevalent.
Yeah, and there were some woes, some big woes. Music was
like
uplifting.
Whoa.
Music was uplifting for the listeners behind the mm-hmm. scenes, but not so for the girls and the girl groups. They were treated as pawns. They were dependent on their producers. Mm-hmm. And as kids, they really did lack the experience and sort of social skills to advance their own concerns and careers. Many girl groups never received royalties and were ripped off. They lost a lot of money they were entitled to, and they were just simply flattered, really, to be discovered. And they became involved in the music industry all around them.
Mm-hmm.
But their copyrights, the publishing, the recognition, the compensation, they were always last in line, really.
Well, they had to man up.
Well, from the Marvelettes, Motown, they didn't get royalties. Can you imagine that?
No.
Shangri-La's.
Yeah.
They didn't see any profits. And there was always a big hole in management. Phil Spector was sued by the Crystals, by Darlene Love,
yeah.
by the Ronettes. The girl groups who wrote their own songs lost out completely.
Yeah.
And, it was a production line, really. They were regarded as interchangeable parts to be plugged into the music machine with little or no respect or regard. Girl groups occupied a very unique niche
yeah.
in historic In truth, like I said, they really defined the time between Elvis in 1958, when he went to the Army, and the Beatles in 1964.
I was born in 1958, so I don't remember that.
I don't remember Elvis, but I do remember the Beatles and the rise of the British invasion
mm-hmm.
and pop music started to sort of produce a different sound, surf sound, solo
yeah.
music artist, folk artist, but it was at that point, in
yes.
truth, that you could say that the girl group era ended. Gave way, like I said, to the Beach Boys, Beatles, Birds, setting the new tone in the sound. The era ended with the Supremes, actually, song, Mike, You Can't Hurry Love.
Yeah.
Yeah, but lots of producers became very popular. Holland and Dozier, Kirshner made big bucks.
Uh-huh.
Again, Phil Spector. Everybody made money on the girl groups except for the
girls.
Yep.
Well, we hope that has all been somewhat rectified.
Maybe.
To some degree.
To some degree.
Not in a timely fashion, but... So, hey, Chris.
Yes, Mike.
Girls.
Mr. Postman, the Marvelettes.
Yeah, they were another Motown bunch
of girls. Motown, yep, black-owned record label founded by Detroit's Berry Gordy.
Yeah, this is a Motown set.
Well, Gordy began Motown with,
yeah.
A few hundred bucks in 1959.
In that Hitsville little shack
yeah,
in Detroit.
And by 1964, Motown really was the nation's largest selling industry. They sold 12 million records a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, and all the girl groups accounting for a huge share of that total. Anyway, the Marvelettes were the first girl group act of Motown, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a lot of number one hits. This particular one was number one with Please Mr. Postman. Do you remember one of the songs that they did do that I really loved was Beechwood 45789?
It was.
My sister used to sing that, and she used to play that over and over and over on the
record
player.
Don't you remember? That's how they used to have the phone system set up so that your number always had a weird, like we were Shadyside 9.
Yukon 466694.
Yeah,
that? Yeah, those were all the, that was before zip codes.
It was weird.
No, wait.
Area codes.
Area codes.
Yeah, we were Shadyside 908 something something.
Shadyside, of yeah. course you were from the Shadyside
group.
That's
right. Mm-hmm. So almost staying with a girl group.
Almost.
Set.
Not quite, Mike.
Almost. But the Supremes were considered a girl group, except not when this song came out, Floy Joy.
Yeah, talk to me about this song.
Floy,
I remember hearing it.
It was a marginal hit by the Supremes without the queen of Motown. Floy Joy, I don't know what it means, but it was one of the, just kind of had a catchy little,
Doesn't
lyric.
That mean like a player or something?
Could.
I think I recall my mother saying that phrase, Floyd Joy.
Floyd Joy.
I think it's a player. I don't
Maybe.
Know. Maybe.
A player. So, Chris, we have concluded our first, I guess, segment with a continuing saga to come of girl groups. And thank you for, you know, helping me see the light.
You think?
Well,
have I done that for you, or have I pounded you into the ground?
As usual.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think that perhaps I wasn't clear on my definition when I said, hey, I can't wait to do girl groups, and you went,
How can I win? I'm one guy.
How can you win?
In a world, a show, and with you talking about girl groups, I'm an outcast. Well,
you know what? Let me just say this. You're not an outcast, although that is a good group. You are my friend, and you know, you always allow me to,
bad and nasty.
When I have a passion for something, you let me have it.
I know.
You know, and I let you have it.
Thanks for letting me have it.
Yeah, you're no problem.
So, Chris.
Yeah, Mike.
We are on our way to our piece. Dedication.
Peace request and dedication. Absolutely. I'm kind of excited about it.
So let's go there. As quickly as we can, let's run. The girls are chasing us, so we gotta run fast.
Mike and Chris are back, riding the peace train on VR2. All aboard!
VR2 and Chris?
Yes, Mike.
Where are we going today for our peace dedication?
What? We are going to go all the way to Huddersfield.
Where is Huddersfield?
Huddersfield is in England.
Oh, that's cool.
Isn't it?
And the name of our guest,
the name of our peace request and dedication today is requested by
David Marshall.
Yeah, he's a good listener of ours.
Yeah, love it.
And he chose the Goombay Dance Band.
Which is
the Goombay Band.
Now,
actually,
we did not know them. We didn't know them, but we listened and we liked it.
Yeah, we do like it, David. I mean, what's interesting about it, it's very soca, calypso. And some of their songs, I do know, sold a million. And this particular one topped the UK charts.
Yep.
So this song had a peace message to it, Mike, as
it
well.
It did. It has a nice dedication.
Nice. So it comes to us from David Marshall. His message is... This is David Marshall from Newsom, Huddersfield. I would like to dedicate Seven Tears, which is the title of the song, from my late granny and granddad who lived in Bradford.
Nice.
How kind and how generous and how loving. It's very nice, David.
And we are sending that from VR2, from Cleveland to the universe and your world, which is England.
Right. From the rock and roll capital of the world all the way to England.
To you. And we want to thank you. And we'll send this to your grand people.
Your granny and your granddad. And you know what? We are very happy, David, that you reached out to us. And we are happy that you are a VR2 listener.
Yes.
So keep listening. Lots of fabulous, fabulous things will be happening. And we're going to reach out to you and send you a little gift.
Yep. We will also... invite anyone in the world and the universe to do just as David did and get to our website and make your own request or dedication.
Absolutely. We have global listeners from all over, and maybe you want to send a message from one country to the next. The way to do that is through VR2. We'll make it happen for you.
So, Chris.
Yes, Mike.
I will say then to you.
Yeah, what will you say to me that you haven't already said?
VR2.
And I will say peace to you.
Thank you, David.
T-minus 10 seconds. VR2 salutes the man who taught the world how to count to 40 backwards.
The father of the countdown show and the long distance dedication.
American Top 40's Casey Kasem. Here's another VR2 global peace request and dedication. Streaming from Cleveland to the universe.
On VR2, Vintage Rock Radio.
Seven tears are flowing to the river. Seven tears are running to the river. me like a stranger on the shore. I can't stand this feeling anymore. Day by day, this world's all gray. And if dreams were eagles, I would fly. But they ain't, and that's the reason why.
7 tears have flown into the river. 7 tears are running to the sea.
VR2's Global Peace Requests and Dedications
are a tribute to the late, great Casey Kasem.
If you'd like to send your request or dedication to someone special,
go to
vr2show.com/Global Peace Requests and Dedications
and share your wish
with the universe.
Vintage Rock Radio, the universe is listening. VR2!